Hello, and thank you for joining us once again for the Glen Huntly Primary School News Podcast. My name is Bilva, and I will be your host for this week's podcast, Week 7, Term 3. Today we are continuing to talk about cabaret, which will include an interview with Kira, our dance instructor, then a conversation about Book Week, a sports special in AFL, and more news on the construction works happening on the east side. First up, we have Gary with some cabaret reminders and news. Here's Gary.
Thanks, Bilva. Now some exciting news and reminders about cabaret. With the rehearsal on Thursday, 1st of September during school, as well as the big performance that night, everyone at GHPS is pumped. A friendly reminder that you should arrive at 6:15 and in black clothes. And on the topic of cabaret, Steph is now going to have an interview with our Stomp Dance instructor, Kira.
Thank you, Gary. I'm here with Kira now, our dance instructor for our coming up cabaret. Thank you, Kira, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Okay, first question. How many classes have you been teaching here at GHPS?
So at the moment, I'm teaching the whole entire school. So I believe that's 13 classes. So I'm teaching from preps all the way up to the 5-6 classes.
And with that being said, how many dances did you have to choreograph?
A lot. So 13 dancers altogether. They all have their own individual dances, which is a lot of choreography and preparation coming towards our cabaret this year.
And how many schools have you taught at before, not including GHPS?
Oh, do you want to know a fun fact? Fun fact, Glen Huntly is the first school I taught at for Stomp Dance Company, which is, yeah, it's crazy. And since teaching at Glen Huntly in Term 3 2021, I've taught at numerous of schools and I've travelled all across Victoria. I've gone to Echuca, Mildura. Some of the Stomp teachers have gone to Tasmania, New South Wales. So, yeah, I can't even put a number on how many schools I've visited since.
That's awesome. So is dancing your whole career? So, and if so, what do you do and what's your favourite thing about being a dancer?
Yes, dancing is my career. I started dancing at the age of 3 and started teaching at the age of 14 years old. So I teach dance in primary schools. I also teach in dance studios, which is an after-school program. And I also perform professionally around Melbourne. And my favourite part about being a dancer is just being able to perform and the adrenaline rushing through my body and just making people happy as well. I like entertaining people with my crazy energy.
And are you excited for our upcoming cabaret?
Am I excited? I'm so excited. I've been watching every single class preparing. I've seen some of the costumes. They're working really hard. And I think this year it's going to be an amazing performance from everyone. So I can't wait.
Me too. Thank you, Kira. That's all for today. Okay, I'm going to hand you back to Gary now for some more around the school's news.
Thank you, Steph and Kira. Now to Book Week, where our parade day was on Wednesday, the 24th of August. Everyone dressed up as their favourite book characters, showing them off during the day. Unfortunately, the rain meant that we couldn't have a live parade, so everyone joined on WebEx for a virtual parade. 12 lucky students won a pancake parlour voucher, so congratulations to all the winners. Also, congratulations to Miss Ristos, who won the Teacher Costume Award. Now to the ICAS tests, and congratulations to all the students that participated.
Thanks, Gary, for this school news update. And thank you to Kira and Steph for the interview. Next up, we have Luke with an AFL sports special.
Thanks, Bilva. The Eagle has landed. Alistair Clarkson has decided to join the Kangaroos and will coach them on a 5-year contract. The final round of AFL before the finals has just concluded, being an incredibly close fight ending with Collingwood beating Carlton by a single point. The final scores were 10-14-74 for Carlton and 11-9-75 for Collingwood. Now the all-important finals. The first round consists of Brisbane versus Richmond, Melbourne versus Sydney, Geelong versus Collingwood, and finally Fremantle versus the Bulldogs. That's all from me. Now back to you, Bilva.
Thanks, Luke, for the AFL special. Now to Nicholas for an update on the school developments.
Thanks, Bilva. The builders have ripped off the asphalt upon where the new playground will sit, and I believe they will most likely be installing it within the next week. They have also been working on the windows on the front of the hall, with the bricks being laid around the circular windows on the front. I still believe them to be on track for finishing the first week of Term 4, but the playground might only be opened after that, as it may need time to settle. That's all the updates I have. I'll hand it back to you, Bilva.
Thank you, Nicholas. I'm sure everyone is really excited to see and use the new hall in Term 4. Now to our new mini segment, The Joke of the Week. Here's Luke to read it to you.
What do you think of the new diner on the moon? The food was good, but there really wasn't much atmosphere. Bye.
Thanks, Luke, for the joke of the week. That's all we have for you this week. Hope you enjoyed this episode and we will see you again in week 9. Bye.